ਕਿਸਨੇ ਗਾਣਾ ਯਾਦਾਰੀ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਣੇ ਲਈਆ ਗੇਲਾ ਕਿਸਨੇ ਚਰਨ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਪਈ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਡਿਸਕਸਿੰਗ ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਾ ਵਿਜ਼ਿਟਿੰਗ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਐਸ ਫੋਰ ਹੈਡਡ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਾ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਪ੍ਰਾਊਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਦੀ ਓਰੀਜਿਨਲ ਫਸਟ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਗਾਟ ਫੋਰ ਹੈਡ ਫੋਰ ਹੈਂਡਸ that the material nature, the influence of material nature is like that. In Brahma, we are supposed to be in full knowledge of Vedic literature. He is the father of Vedic literature. He handed over the Vedas to Narada. Still, that ahankar, I am something, is there in me, Brahma. And what to speak of ordinary living entities like that. This material conception of life is like that. I am and mine. Aham mamiti. I am something supreme and it is mine. This is the material being. So, these things are sometimes exhibited by great Isharas, controllers, like Brahma, like Shiva. They sometimes exhibit material frailty. They are not fallible in that way, but they teach us by their behavior that hidden personalities are the most exalted position. They are also sometimes subjected to the spell of illusory energy. The idea is that we should be very careful. Nobody should think that he is beyond the range of material energy. At any time we can fall down. But if we stick to the Krishna consciousness, always thinking of Krishna as our protector and take shelter under his lotus feet sincerely, then even if we fall down sometimes, not intentionally but accidentally, because we have practiced so many bad things, so it may be possible, but even I take full care, still the influence is so strong, I will fall down. Krishna excuses, such kind of fall down excuses. But if we intentionally think, oh, because I am in Krishna consciousness, because I am engaged in devotional service, oh, I can't do any nonsense, and Krishna is excused. No. Not like that. No. Krishna will excuse you, provided you do not do anything intentionally wrong. We should be, generally, those who are in Krishna consciousness fully, they have, as already explained to you, they have got only 26 qualifications. That is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. When we see the 26 qualifications in full present, that means he is perfect in Krishna consciousness. If those qualities are not present, that means there is still, I would say, the touch of contamination of material nature. Rava bhaktasya kuto mahasya so far. Those who are not in Krishna consciousness, their material academic qualification has nowhere. However, any PhD he may be. Why? Manorathena asato bhavatavaji, because the materialist without Krishna consciousness, that is the materialist. One who has no conception of God or Krishna and his proper relationship with him, one who does not know the science of God, he is called materialist. Materialist does not mean something externally personal. One who does not know about Krishna, his material, and one who makes progress in the science of Krishna under regulation and under principles, therefore spiritual. So, materialist disease is that Rāva Bhaktasya Kuto Mahabhajana Vano Rathina Asato Dhāva Kudha. He, unless we get to Krishna consciousness fully, we shall hover over the mental system. We will find so many philosophers, doctors of philosophy. They can go on speculating, mental system, mana. But actually they are asat. Their activities will be same. In materialistic, there is no spiritualistic reality. So more or less, in degree, this material conception is everywhere. Abrahma Bhuvanandoka. Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvanandoka. Beginning from the lowest planet up to the Brahma Loka. They are all affected. So similarly, Brahma, he thought himself, so, how great I am, that in my jurisdiction, Krishna, my Lord, has come. And he is praying like a boy, cowherd boy. How much great I am, Krishna has come, just like a cowherd boy. Therefore, he, Krishna janaiya dari brahmane laiya gala. Krishna inquired which Brahma has come. Now the doorman takes him inside and he enters Krishna's room, offers his respect. Krishna is sarane brahma dandavat paiva. Now, if Krishna is ordinary person, as a foolish rascal thing, the abhijananti maang bhūdha. The foolish rascals deride at me as ordinary man. How is it possible that Brahma is offering his respect to Krishna? If you think that these are all stories, not stories. Do you think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking some stories, some fabricated stories? To get his followers, do you think like that? No. Lord Caitanya, such a great devotee, apart from his feature of incarnation, take him as first, a great devotee, learned, was vastly learned, and nobody could surpass him in his learning in those days. He defeated, when he was a 16-year-old boy, he defeated the greatest scholar, Keshav Kashmiri. His name was Keshav. He came to Navadvip from Kashmir to talk his scholars. Formerly, as there, as nowadays, he have got, what is called? What? Champion, champion. What is the meaning of champion? Best. Just like in sporting, there are champions in chess mode playing champion, or so many departmental champions. This is coming from time in the long, long ago. But similarly, there were champions of scholars. Just like in modern days, a sportsman will challenge and he is victorious all over the world. Similarly, in those days, there was competition of the great learned scholars, champions. So this case of Kashmiri, at least in India, that was a system. Even 500 years before. The case of Kashmiri, he was a Pandit, Krishna. India was united on the strength of religious culture and Sanskrit language. All over India, the lingua franca, the language, common language, at least for the scholars, not for the common man. The common man could speak any language, Hindi, Parsi, or Bengali, Uriya, Telugu. There are so many languages. Every district will find some language. But that was not taken into consideration. When education is concerned, every student all over India, they would get education in Sanskrit. That's the language of this. So, our present government, they have introduced a state language as Hindi. There are so many protests and so many calls. They would have done better if they have they would have introduced Sanskrit language as it was today. So the Sanskrit language was the one, and the culture was Vedic. Therefore, there was no disunion. Every part of the country in India, the same system. He may be a Bengali, he may be a Maharashtrian, he may be a Gujarati, or he may be a Uriya. There are so many provinces, but the culture was the same. Another unity was that sacred places were distributed all over India. Just like Gaya, a sacred place, it is situated in Bihar, and sacred place, Banaras, it is situated in Uttar Pradesh. Vrindavan is situated on the border of Uttar Pradesh and Punjab. Similarly, Kashmir and Punjab also. In South India, Rameswaram, Himalayan province, Haridwar. In this way, all these provinces are distributed, and still it is going on. The provincialism is amongst the educated side. So far the mass of people are concerned, they don't know what is province. They travel from one province to another. They don't require any visa, they don't require any passport. So, that was very nice. So, the Sanskrit scholar, Keshav Kashmiri, he came from Kashmir to challenge the learned scholars in other parts of the country. Four celebrated places where highly educated scholars were there. One was at Banaras. Banaras still, it is considered to be the center of Sanskrit scholars place. Similarly, Navadvip, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. And in Bihar, there was a place, Darbhanga. That is also a scholarly place. So, Banaras and Bahrampur. Bahrampur is East Bengal, near Dhaka. So, some of the places in India, they are very famous for learned scholars. Still they are continuing. So, Sanskrit scholars should come such celebrated places. And they would challenge arguing on the Shastras. So, the rule was the two parties will argue and the defeated party will become the disciple of the victorious party. That was the system. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was 16 years old, this case of Kashmiri came to Navadvip to challenge. In other places, he was victorious, he became champion. And then, at last, he came to Bengal, Navadvip. So, that scholarly discussion will take place. Now notice is already given that Prasatasmi has come here and he had an umbrella and the four sides were covered with gold and the one side is remaining. As soon as he becomes victorious in Navadvip, so that side also will be covered with gold. So the people of Navadvip, learned scholars, they first of all thought that Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known as Nimai Pandit, because he was a boy, 16 years old boy, very learned scholar, especially in logic. He was very learned scholar, tradition. He was so, even in his 16 years with his class friend, he will establish one theory, again he will cut it, again he will establish, again he will cut it, again he will establish. In his own way. He was so learned scholar of that issue. So, the elderly scholars of nowadays, they desire that this Nimai Pandit should be forwarded first to talk with Keshav Kashi. Because he is a boy, but he is very nice boy, very learned boy. If he becomes victorious, then our Navadvip will be glorified that Keshav Kashmir is defeated by a 16-year-old boy in Navadvip. If Nimai Pandit is defeated, then we shall go forward. Then we shall say, oh, you have defeated a boy, let us come to us. So you get second chance. And that was his plan, Bengali plan. Second chance. First chance, second chance. So it was arranged like that Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit would talk with, discuss with Keshav Kashmir. So, one evening, still during summer season, on the Ganges side, in the evening there are so many ladies and gentlemen, especially gentlemen, ladies do not come, nowadays come. Formally they did not come out. So the came for scholars. And Nimai Pandit, although he was 16 years old, he had many students. The formal system was that as soon as the boy becomes little grown up and learned, he'll also teach some students. That is part. So although all the students were of the same age, but still, Nimai Pandit was chief of them. So he was discussing with his own student on the bank of the Ganges. So Keshav Kashmiri came there for strolling and he understood that, oh, here is a boy, Nimai Pandit. He is to talk with me. So why this boy will talk with me? He thought like this. So, when he came before the assembly and the students, and he talked with him, are you Nimai Pandit? Yes, sir. Who are you? Keshav Kashmir. Oh, come on, sit down. The introduction was there. They sat down, and then Nimai Pandit requested, so I have heard that you are a very vastly learned scholar, and from your teacher also, I can understand. So, best thing will be that you compose some poetry praising the Ganges, because you are on the bank of the Ganges. And it is a Hindu system. Ganges water is considered very sacred, and there are many prayers of Ganges. Patitabdharani Gange. Ganges is the shelter for all the fallen souls if she can deliver. Shankaracharya also had composed many poems on the Ganges. There are many poetry on the Ganges. So Keshav Kashmiri was a very learned scholar. He, without any meditation, he began to compose Sanskrit verses in praising Ganges. So he composed about 100 verses in Ganges while talking. So out of the 100 verses, and the 64th verse was Lord Chaitanya pointed out. Will you kindly explain this line? I am little difficult to understand. What is that? There was a word, Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani means husband of Bhavan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that Bhavani, Bhava means Lord Shiva. And Bhavani means Lord Shiva's wife. And Bhatta means husband. So this Bhavani word itself indicates that she is the wife of Lord Shiva. And why you have stated again Bhatta, again husband? This is called Virushi Dosa. Sanskrit language is very scholarly language. Reform. You cannot deviate even a line, even a letter, in this dance, in this poetry, in this writing, there are all regulations. Strict regulations, grammatical, and metrics, and so many things. So, nobody can touch that. And not that, just that nowadays we write poetry, one line, 300 miles, 100. No, only one line. Or that sort of poetry will not be allowed in that. You cannot adjust 300 miles and 1 mile. No. It must be very symmetrical. Oh, that is Sanskrit. So, the Maitrayana, the Pandit Tasmini Pandit in Bhutan, that's right. The Tasmini Pandit became surprised. How is that? This boy understood, he was a student of grammar, and he is pointing out a literary defect. He becomes very much surprised. And he admitted, he was not a scholar, he admitted his thought. And he said, how is that? I have heard that you are a student of grammar, and you are pointing out a defect in literary construction. Yes, sir. I am a student of grammar. But I have heard it from great scholars like you. Of course, I do not know. But I have heard it. He very submissively replied that I am not a scholar, but I have heard it from scholars that this is defect. He could understand that he is a very clever student. And there were many others. He pointed out because he thought in the beginning, he is asking to compose some poetry. I said, sir, how can I compose poetry? And then he did not care so much that he will point out so many defects in them. But when he saw it, he became sorry. And then the students, Lord Chaitanya's students, as it is usual, they began to laugh for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once. Don't laugh in that way. So, this Keshav Kashmiri went to his home, and he was a devotee of Goddess Saraswati. He prayed, the mother, I was never defeated in such a way. What offense have made unto your lotus feet, that I am defeated before a boy. So, then Goddess Saraswati presented herself in dream and informed that this boy is not ordinary boy. You are fortunate that you are defeated before him. Best thing will be that you go and surrender unto him and he will be happy. So this Kesha Kashmiri, which I'm a student of Lord Chaitanya, and this is it. So this pops up things are going on in every field of activity. But Lord Krishna, he is always better than everyone. So here, Brahma is asking, Krishna manna puja kari tare prasna kaila kilagi tamansha agaman kariya. As he offered respect to Krishna, Krishna received him. Brahma, I'm very glad to see you. What is this special message that you have all of a sudden come here? So, Brahma kahe taha pati kariva nivedan, ak samshaya mane hai para vachada. Yes, sir, I shall speak for what for I have come here. But I have got some doubts. But suppose you kindly clear this doubt. Then, and what is that doubt? Ak samshaya mane para vachada. Kono Brahma puchile tumi, kono abhipraya. Ama vai jagate ar kono Brahma hai. So you have asked, which Brahma? So I am surprised. Is there any other Brahma than myself in this world? Suni Hasi Krishna Tare Kodilen Dhane Asankha Brahma Gaan Ayala. Krishna is my, yes, there are so many Brahmas, I am calling them. So, innumerable Brahmas appear before Krishna. Das di sata sahasra ajit lakha vadan kuttayavud muktaron ajayakara. So, unlimited, he had four faces, four heads, and said, many Brahmas came with hundreds of thousands of faces. So, that was exhibited by Krishna. So, this instruction is that we speak of God as unlimited, but when he makes some manifestation of unlimitedness, we take it in a different way, but actually that is not that. If God has unlimited potency, he can do anything and everything. That is unlimited. We should not restrict God with our speculative mind that how is that all? Four headed Brahma, then thousand headed Brahma, how is it possible? In the Krishna life, God life, we can make millions of headed Brahma. Otherwise, there is no meaning of unlimited. You can show anything, right? You should accept. These things are going on. We can discuss later. Come on. Hare Krishna. Any questions?